More than 1,000 lavender plants grow in rows along a hillside in Fayette County on Cleveland Road, almost within sight of Interstate 75. A blue state destination sign on Old Richmond Road points visitors in the direction of the 10-acre Mom Mom's Lavender Farm. The various types of lavender are shades of purple, about 2 to 3 feet high. The spikes and plumes of lavender flowers attract bees searching for nectar. In between the rows of lavender is freshly mowed grass, with plenty of room for people to walk and smell the lavender fragrance. Philip Santiago helped create Mom Mom's Lavender Farm.
You go back 2,000 to 3,000 years, it was being used by the Egyptians. It was being used by every single ancient civilization. At that time, people understood the properties of lavender. The actual name lavender comes from Latin lavav, which means to wash. Lavender was used as a main ingredient in washing because it smells good and it's antibacterial. So it really works well. So it had those properties, but it also has properties of calming, of relaxing. It's great for sleep. It's great for burns.
Santiago and his daughter-in-law, Patty, opened Mom Mom's Lavender Farm 2.5 years ago. Patty Santiago says it's a labor of love.
A lot of hard work. Planting 1,100 plants just with me, my father-in-law, and my husband. We just planted 1,100 plants.
The Santiagos moved to Kentucky from Maryland. Philip's wife, Sue, had just died from brain cancer. They were married 53 years. Philip was inspired by his late wife to create a lavender farm.
We both like doing things out in gardening and farming, etc. And she always wanted lavender, and we never got around to it. So when she passed from brain cancer, and I spent 3 years at home taking care of her for that, I was going through the house, and everything I touched was lavender. And it just says, wow, okay, I got it. I'll do lavender.
In addition to the rows of lavender, the Santiagos built a store for selling soaps, lotions, and candles that Patty makes.
They're soy candles. They're really a big hit. I make those. I make the decorative goat's milk, honey soap. I make the shea butter and the oatmeal soaps. They're the decoratives. And then I make the bars of soaps that's all goat's milk. And then I make the lotion bars. And that has shea butter in it and shea nut oil in it that helps really keep it moist, your skins and stuff.
Patty says she enjoys the customers and learning about their lives. The Santiagos say their business is built on kindness. Patty remembers one customer who was really struggling.
There was one lady that came in and she was, I guess, going to die. She had, I don't know exactly what it was, but she was with her daughter. And it just broke my heart. And she was trying to find help and stuff. So I told her I was going to keep her in my prayers. And I gave her a hug and told her that if she ever needed to talk to somebody, it's just to call me. Oh.
In Maryland, it's common to call a grandmother Mom Mom. Philip says the spirit of his wife Sue, a Mom Mom, lives on at the Lavender Farm. She loved animals, and a percentage of the farm sales go to Paws for the Cause in Lexington.
She would love the plants. She'd love everything we're doing. She'd love taking care of the animals. The business side, maybe not so much.
Off the beaten path at Mom Mom's Lavender Farm in Fayette County, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.